101.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, March the 27th, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today and a really good week. And boy, are we busy today. 7:25, he's back. Josh Williams is back after a couple weeks off with no sports at all. Josh has football games to talk about, Vegas lines to talk about, comparing lines. We'll do all of that. I can't wait. Looking forward to it. When he told me earlier this week that he's got some stuff for the show, I was like, yippee, let's do it. Yowza. So Josh Williams is back. 7:25 this morning. 7:50 this morning, my friend Jinx Patrick, Jinx Inc. Realty, will be here. Yowza. It's hunting season. Turkey season is in place. And so we'll talk to him about what some people who are crazy about turkey hunting and everything we need to know there. And as I already mentioned, it is Friday. That is great news. And it is Legends Friday. Today, our guest, Jim Riggs. Former Clemson tight end, former Cincinnati Bengals and Washington Redskins tight end will join us. We'll talk about his playing days over in Scotland County, over in North Carolina, and his recruiting process, how he chose Clemson, his playing days for Coach Ford here, and the great fourth down catch. John, I was sitting in old Baltimore Stadium. What was not College Park then. It was old Baltimore Stadium. It was kind of not a neutral site game, but it moved to a professional stadium in 1986 in November, and it was cold, and Clemson had it fourth at about 2, and Rodney Williams dug out under center after calling an audible, and he scrambled, and he balled extra time, and he hit Jim Riggs on about a 3-yard pass after the play lasted about 20 seconds to get the first down. Tigers go on, kick a field goal to tie because that's all they needed to win the ACC in 1986. So that was great to see. We'll ask him about that play, about a touchdown catch against Georgia, I remember, about the NFL draft, his 7-year NFL career, and then post-football and his family, what all's going on there with Jim Riggs, Clemson Hall of Famer, and NFL 7-year vet there. News to get into today. Boy, wasn't it great to see Drew Brees and his wife pledge $5 million to those affected by the coronavirus in the state of Louisiana. Great stuff there. Also great stuff to see the USA Today poll. I'm going to come out in the post-spring poll. And Clemson, the number one team in the country. We'll talk about the rest of the top 25 later in this hour. News of golf courses and maybe opening and staying open, and some that had closed earlier maybe coming back open. Some states understanding the importance of it. And I think you'll see that move across the nation right now. However, The U.S. Open, we will hear shortly about the U.S. Open being delayed a little bit from Wingfoot up in Long Island. The Indy, or Westchester County, is it? Anyway, New York. The Indy 500, speaking of delayed or postponed, the Indy 500 has a new date. They're going to go on August 23rd. They normally run it in May. They've moved that back to August. We have great news that here at WCCP, we will be airing a bunch of Clemson games from the past. Starting this tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you get the 2018 Clemson-Auburn NCAA tournament game in which Gabe DeVoe goes off. Then we'll beat Auburn again on August the 4th, the 2017 Auburn game. It's a bunch of football games, some men's basketball games, a women's basketball game, and a baseball game. So 15 dates. Most of these will be airing at 10 o'clock. We'll let you know in case there's a time change for that. We have great games like the 2018 South Carolina game, the ACC championship game against Miami in 2017, the Ohio State semifinal win in 2019, the Notre Dame semifinal win in 2019, the Ohio State semifinal win in 2016, the Alabama win in 2016, 2018 are coming up. The North Carolina win in basketball this year, the Duke win in basketball this year, the women's basketball win in the NCAA tournament in 2019, and this year's South Carolina baseball game at South Carolina. So we'll get to all those as the summer progresses on Saturdays, and I can't wait to go back and hear those. I told you, I can't watch a bunch of non-Clemson sporting events, but I love going back and watch the Tigers in those sporting events. We have a few things out there. There is a great tweet that I'm going to get to in this segment. I'm going to bring John on here in a minute and then get his thoughts on this one. I have national championship odds to talk about. Speaking of national championship, I have CBS Sports has the 10 games that will shape the national championship. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Sad news in the sports world. Curly Neal, former Harlem Globetrotter, passed away yesterday at the age of 77. On two or three occasions, I know two, maybe three occasions in my life, got a chance to see the Harlem Globetrotters and Curly Neal. Maybe one of the two most famous Harlem Globetrotters passed away yesterday. So thoughts and prayers go out to his family, as one of the great entertainers, sports entertainers out there, has left us. The producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows, the most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina, the keeper of the rose, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. This is John Height. How you doing, buddy? How are you doing, Studio 1A, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. Happy Friday. How you doing today?
I'm great. I'm still in Studio P for Ports. My wife tells me it might be colder next week. I might need to move to Studio G at some point in time. But Marley and I are here. And interesting, my wife gave me a dilemma last night, John. She said at 8:30 this morning, she has a very important video conference. She said, do you want me to call a babysitter and try to find a babysitter for the last 30 minutes? I went, no, you know what? It's going to be, we have a co-host this morning.
There we go.
Our man Drake's going to co-host with me and you and Jim Riggs, and we'll have a good time with Drake this morning. So a little family decision as far as that goes.
It's officially a Clemson Legends segment now.
Right.
That Drake
right.
will be on.
Very, very good. Hey, how was the Zooming of the Grateful Dead concert last night with Jennifer and all your friends and Deadheads?
We did not Zoom any Grateful Dead concerts last night, unfortunately. Man. We're saving that for the weekend. No, it was a nice day. Didn't do a whole lot. Worked for a while and getting things ready for the re-air that you were referring to tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on the Roar and the rest of the Clemson Tigers network. I've been getting that thing ready to go and just practicing some social distancing. I will say I hit a breaking point of the inside yesterday, though. I had to get out. I just started walking laps around my complex because I just couldn't do it anymore.
You took the dog, I hope.
For some of them.
Okay.
She's got a bad knee and some arthritis, so she doesn't go as far as she used to. But, yeah, she went out for as far as she could.
That sounds familiar. Just don't go as far as she used to.
Yeah.
Yesterday was great for us. My wife went out and helped with the food delivery people. I told you she bought lunch for those drivers that are doing
awesome.
That. That's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. It's not 5 million like the Breezes. But to us, it's close to 5 million. No, that was just nice of her to do those things. And she was going to have to, And some Fridays she's going to do this, deliver some meals herself today to some children. But, you know, I just look all around and I'm hearing all these great things that are going on in our community. And people are sending me emails on this because we know we're ending each hour on a good news segment. And I've got an interesting one or two so far today. And so we'll go over some of those. But, man, there's just some really, really, really good people that are doing some great things. And I knew it'd be the case. And I don't know if you saw it or not. John, did you see the one? I retweeted this. Did you see the one of the little girl who comes home after chemo treatment? And because nobody could visit her in the hospital, they've got the entire neighborhood street lined up.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, man.
I didn't know my dog could cook, but she was in there cutting onions in the kitchen, just cooking up a storm in there. Man, did that one get me.
As Bill Rafferty from CBS Basketball say, onions! Oh, man. Gracious.
That might be the one that's gotten to me the most in a while.
Oh, man. How about the video, though, of
when they show it, the parade just keeps going.
Going.
And I mean, it just blocks and blocks of people.
And she's overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed.
Oh, I always favorite the ones of the people ringing the bell.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. But now this took it to a whole new level. Speaking of a whole new level, I don't know if you call it a maze thing or I don't know. When people set up these dominoes that are falling, what is that called, John?
There's a term for it. And you know what? I'm going to go to the Google machine. Stand by.
I like it. Did you see the one yesterday, 3424, of the man that did the meal and melted the butter and spilled the orange juice? I think you and I talked about this. We'll never have another one like that one. That was 100% fantastic. In case you have it, I have to try to find that one for you and give you a title on social media as far as that one goes. But, you know, just little things along those lines. All right, John. Yesterday, my wife takes Drake back to take a little nap. And as I don't know how it came up, but she sent me a text and it said, what does 3424 stand for? So we're hearing more and more of that. What does 3424 stand for?
Probably because Drake took a page out of Delvin's book out there and it started saying 3424.
Walk around the house all day long, 3424, 3424. Hey, also, yeah, Drake hit the blocking sled yesterday. We were working on the strikes.
And really?
If you watch that, I tweeted this yesterday to Coach Bates about his pad level needing to stay a little bit lower. But you have to, the reason I put that up is you have to turn the sound on because it sounds, he's got a glider chair in our living room and he's rocking it back and forth really hard. And it sounds exactly like the sheds, the strike shed that they got the defense lineman hit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch that one. So that's pretty good stuff too. All right, I got one for you, buddy.
All right.
And I'm going to try to throw these in as we kind of, as the show evolves here in our coronavirus time and era. I was on Twitter last night and I saw this tweet, and I've seen this stat before, but I forgot about it. Mariano Rivera, Yankee legend, since we don't have baseball, I thought we could talk about this one. I'll just quickly get your reactions to this. The all-time greatest closer in Major League Baseball history. Do you realize that more men walked on the moon, 12, than scored a postseason run against Mariano Rivera, 11?
That's insane.
I love that, man.
And I mean, and, you know, we're not getting baseball right now, so people aren't going to really understand that. I'm not going to let you steer all the time into your Yankees propaganda.
Right, right.
But that's unbelievable.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
It's awesome. And
I
mean,
there's dominance, and then you hear stats like that where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's not like he pitched in like three games either, you know.
He pitched for all the postseason games that I've seen my Pittsburgh Pirates play, which may be, what, three or four games.
Right. He pitched in, you know, more games than anybody in Major League Baseball
history.
Like
a Baker's dozen a year, it seemed like he was pitching in.
But now it leads me to my obligatory moon story. And I tell you, anytime anybody mentions the moon, and I love it just because it's just truly one of the most unique quotes I've ever heard ever, as Neil Armstrong was on one of the talk shows at some point in time, our famous astronaut Neil Armstrong, when asked, what's the best thing about walking on the moon? And he answered, Every night I go outside on my front porch, I look up at the moon, I see it, and I go, yeah, I walked on that thing up there. I love that, man. I think that's a great, great, great story. Speaking of great stories, we're going to have Jim Riggs on. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, by the way, I don't want to get into it too much. We'll talk more about some of the other things later on. But did you ever get a chance to see the Harlem Globetrotters as a kid or ever seen them in person?
Oh, yeah. A couple times as a kid.
Did you get there to see Curly Neal with the Harlem Globetrotters?
Names I can't really remember. I think the last time I saw them might have been in second or third grade.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, I was young.
That might have been right there around. He was the bald gentleman that had the great slick head before people had to shave their head. And he's called Curly, I think, and for that reason, Curly Neal. Now, he was, to me, one of the two. Metal Art Lemon and Curly Neal, those are the two that carried it. And carried the cartoons and carried all that kind of stuff. So just a great, great basketball player and entertainer that has passed away.
Unfortunately, all I can think of were Mo and Larry also in the backcourt with him, or...
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Touche. Segment two today?
Roger Goodell has sent out a league-wide memo yesterday evening regarding the NFL draft. Thought it'd be interesting to go through that and what he had to say and how it impacts things moving forward.
Good stuff. Talking some NFL when we come back. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. They are proud sponsors of this program, of this station, and of Clemson Athletics. You can hear a lot of Granger Nissan ads, I know, in these replays of Clemson Athletics. John, I thought it was great that Clemson's going undefeated this summer. In the replays on Saturday, they win every one of those games. I love how you guys pick those games out, so get us spoiled as far as that goes. But we love Granger Nissan of Anderson as a family. We went over, we bought a car. I told you we had the accident when I hit a cow, and we called Damon Granger on Sunday night fairly late and he said, come over here first thing after the show Monday, and we'll take care of you. And he did, and it's awesome. And we are proud owners of now we don't drive anywhere anymore. But we love our Granger Nissan product. You can as well online. Go online and ask questions and find things out. And they'd love to have you over. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Segment two with John Height when you return right after this.
Hey, Tigers, this is Leighton Covich with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Craving handcrafted cocktails? Twin Peaks just introduced new tequila cocktail editions like the Smoky Herradura Margarita, made with a smoky sombra mezcal.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina, in conjunction with Ford Motor Company, is excited to announce 0% financing for 84 months through Ford Credit on all remaining 2019 models. That's right, free money for 84 months. Talk about low payments, interest-free. 2019 Edges, F-150s, Mustangs, Rangers, Ford's entire 2019 lineup, including Super Duties. Take advantage of this incredible offer exclusively at Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. The home of no dealer fees.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking to put that refund money towards a new set of brakes? Let's do it. We recommend Duralast brakes. They're designed to stop quieter, and you can only find them here. You'll save more if you buy our Duralast pads and rotors together. They start at just $99.99. We can even deliver them to you next day. Just order online by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com and choose free next day delivery. Free next day delivery on eligible orders. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15, U.S. only.
Crude LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crude LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crude LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
All the sports that spit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. You know that a healthy you includes a healthy home, and Zero Res is committed to providing safe cleaning solutions for homeowners and business owners in the upstate of South Carolina. Carpet cleaning, area rug cleaning, air duct cleaning. Zero Res takes pride in being able to give their customers cleaner, safer, healthier living and work environment. It's their number one objective. They continue to clean as many homes and businesses as they can while still taking those precautionary measures to keep their employees and customers safe. They're doing everything they can to be helpful to the community. And with no soaps, no harsh detergents, there's no residue that's left behind. You're going to love it. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. Call them today, 558-7300. That's 558-7300. Segment two with Mr. John Height.
Roger Goodell put out a memo to the league Thursday evening. It says the NFL draft will go on. Excuse me. Will go on as scheduled April 23rd to 25th. You wrote in the memo, public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action. Goodell said the NFL Management Council Executive Committee met Thursday and was unanimous and unequivocal that the draft should go forward as scheduled, despite the coronavirus pandemic that has disrupted work for most of the nation. Goodell acknowledged there would have to be significant changes and told teams to prepare to conduct the draft outside team facilities and with a limited number of people. Prospects and their families will not be present on site at the draft, according to the memo. Everyone recognizes that the public health conditions are highly uncertain, and there is no assurance that we can select a different date and be confident that conditions will be significantly more favorable than they are today, he wrote. The draft, the biggest event on the league's off-the-field calendar, was originally scheduled as a lavish affair in Las Vegas before those plans were dropped 10 days ago when the league announced it would not be open to the public. I also believe that the draft can serve a very positive purpose for our clubs, our fans, and the country at large, and many of you have agreed, Goodell wrote in the memo. Earlier this week, league sources told ESPN that the league planned to hold the draft as scheduled despite a recommendation from the league's general manager subcommittee that it be moved back. General managers were concerned that in this current environment, with off-season activities canceled and team facilities closed, there won't be enough time for player physicals, gathering psychological testing, and getting further verified information about the players, in addition to the logistical challenges of some teams having to conduct the draft from home. On Wednesday's The Peter King Podcast, New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis, a member of the GM subcommittee, expressed his preference to push back the draft. I'd personally be in favor of delaying the draft so that we can get some of the work done that our scouts and our personnel people ordinarily do. And then just the logistics of trying to conduct the draft with not having access to your draft rooms and your offices creates a lot of logistic problems. Mickey, for or against the draft being held on time?
For. And here's why. As long as the level of the playing field is somewhat level, everybody's up against the same things. In a perfect world, would you like to be able to bring all these guys in? Sure. Would you like to be able to interview all these guys, get them all physical? Sure, absolutely. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of investment. I get it. I understand that. but everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's in the same situation. It's not like there's any kind of competitive advantage. And here's the thing, John. I mean, it's not like we get all this information and everybody makes the right draft pick anyway. You're going to make some mistakes. With all the information, you make mistakes. And with less of the information you have, you're going to make more mistakes. I get it. But in the end, those mistakes tend to, you know, work themselves out and through cutting the players or trading the players or whatever. And look, whatever you mess up this year, guess what? You can always fix next year, or you can fix through more free agency, or fix through a trade, whatever it might be. If you get there and you find out the kid can't play, then, I mean, you've watched all the film in the world on every player. Yep. You've had plenty of time now to do that. And look, I love what Bruce Arians said about it. Your combine stuff can lie. Your 40 time can lie. We've seen 4.6 guys play like 4.4 guys. We've seen 4.4 guys play like 4.6 guys. All your underwear Olympic stuff, all that can lie. You got years of college film. You got all these college scouts that are out there at all the point in time. You have enough data. And it would be different if they said, okay, there was no college football last year, and so we're going to draft players. Like the Major League Baseball draft this year, there's going to be an issue because there's so few, so little data to go on because we didn't have very many games. So if you want to push that back and see the guys in summer league or whatever, I get that. But the guys played 3 and 4 years of college football. You got a film on every single play they've ever run in their entire lives in the college level. You can even go back and get their high school film if you need it, whatever. What else do you need to know?
Especially when you've already got the the combine in, where you do the interviews and all the medical work is already done. I think the general managers are just trying to give themselves, just trying to make it easier on themselves. But I was listening to the press box yesterday, and Brad and they had Daniel Shirley from The Athletic on, and he was just talking about how I'm so tired of hearing the general managers whining and complaining, how we're all having to adjust at work right now. Every single person in this country and on this planet right now is having to adjust professionally to this virus. What makes general managers any different?
I think one of the things is going to happen, and it might be short-lived, but one of the things that's going to happen here is that people are going to get a little bit more leeway than normal whenever things don't go the way they planned. Yeah. I asked my wife this in education. She didn't have the answer, but I said, you know what, No, I'll take that back. I talked to a head coach in a sport at Clemson yesterday. I'm not going to mention his or her name. But I asked them, you know, they're doing online classes. And I have a funny story about that, too, by the way. And I asked them, hopefully like they get a little bit of leeway with their academic work. And the answer was, I don't know. Maybe they'll be stringent on their grading of everything. Maybe nothing changes. But they're zooming it, man. And they're getting it done. But my point is that I think that a losing coach next year is going to have a built-in excuse. Well, we didn't get to practice. Well, others are not practicing too. And there's a little level playing field in there somehow, some way. But I think that, you know, for an athlete that has a bad year, you say, well, you know, the off-season training wasn't what we're used to, so I had some issues, injury issues, or I was not in the best shape because I didn't have access to, you know, so we're gonna give some leeway because of this, I think. And there's an NFL owner and an NFL GM out there that will be able to say, hey, you know what? The draft wasn't the same this year. We couldn't vet all of our players the way we needed to vet, and so that's why we had a first round bust. I think we're gonna give people more leeway, or at least they're gonna try to use it as an excuse, as a crutch. Does that make sense?
I think that they will try to use it, absolutely. Whether it works or not, I don't know.
Right.
You know, I don't know how much sympathy we're going to be given when we've all had to deal. You know, I mean, obviously, I think there will be some, but at the end of the day, if you make a poor pick in the first round, at the end of the day, that's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry if you didn't get a pro day out of it or a meeting, but, you know, like we've said, you've had all the tape. The tape never lies. Mm. You had the combine. At some point, yeah, it's awkward that you guys aren't in your draft rooms doing it together.
Yeah.
Get on Zoom. Get online and work it out.
Speaking of Zoom, all right. So I'm talking to this head coach. And again, I'm not going to mention the sport. I'm not going to mention the athlete. But this head coach was calling in. You know, they're online classes right now at Clemson, right?
Right.
And they're going on Zoom. And he goes, at the end of the first day, He's calling up several of his tutored athletes. Hey, man, how's it going? You need anything? Here's your tutor. You know, you can set these dates up with your tutors. And they're doing all the stuff online, right, and through Zoom. And he's got one of his tutored athletes is from a pretty rural place, right? And the guy had trouble. The tutored athlete had trouble the first. I'm not going to tell you where he's from, but the tutored athlete had trouble the first day. And he's like, Coach, we don't get Zoom up here where I live. Yeah, you do. I promise you. I promise you get Zoom. He's like, it's not like, oh, no, we don't get that channel here. No.
We don't have a Walmart here.
Yeah, I don't care. You're getting Zoom through all that. So, look, I Goodell knows, understands. First of all, Goodell's a smart man.
You don't get to be the general or the commissioner of a league by not being a smart guy, unless you're Rob Manfred, then. I don't know how you can look into that.
Ouch. He knows that we could have other sports in May. We could have other sports in June or July, and you push it back, you're running those things. This is going to be the only game in town, as far as we can see right now, that America needs it. As a matter of fact, Roy Philpotter, former esteemed colleague and now ESPN superstar, says, will this be, or ask on Twitter, will this be the most watched draft of any sport in history?
Yes.
Man, we're
by
gonna,
a landslide.
We're going to watch his draft and analyze the seventh round pick.
I mean, have you seen the reports what they're talking of? There are people recommending it to Goodell in the league that they should do, make it over a week
and do stretch it out.
Do a round per night.
Oh.
All on primetime.
Oh, man.
I mean, the final day would be a bit ridiculous. Yeah, here we're coming in, seventh round of the draft. Get ready. Yeah.
Mr. Irrelevant's going to be a huge news as we're going to break it down as film.
Is Jake Fromm coming off the board tonight? Tune in to find out.
Oh, man. It's going to be sports. It's going to be awesome. Hey, on
Mel Kiper will be on the TV arguing about stuff. That'll be great.
Oh, man. Hair looking good.
Mm. Still upset about his front yard, but that's okay.
All right, here's my question to you. Can you imagine when we do get sports started back?
Oh, brother.
Isn't that going to be amazing?
Like I said yesterday, when baseball teams report back for spring training, come by the Party One Security Studios. You might see me attempting cartwheels out in the parking lot.
I'm terrible at cartwheels.
I'm horrible, but I'm going to give it a shot if we get to play baseball.
It's going to be euphoric, man. We're going to have sports.
You know how excited I am to argue about bad officiating calls?
Oh, my God. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. It's coming. We will play sports at some point in time. I think Goodell, I think he's doing the right thing, bottom line.
I do, and I think there's one line in here that's kind of been the theme of our show this week, but I did want to point out. So I believe the draft can serve a very positive purpose, not only for our clubs, but for our fans and the country at large. And many of you have agreed. It's so true. I'm a huge draft fan. I love doing mock drafts and, you know, been on with Walt. We've done a mock draft. Yeah, I can't get enough of this time of year. Anyways. But if they would have taken this from me, I mean, I could have been borderline devastated without, like, one of the big sports things I look forward to every year. And it's so nice to be able to, like, we were talking earlier during the break about how I went on the internet last night for about 20 minutes. I had to turn it off because it was just too negative. And to have something like this, to take your mind off of it, to be positive, and something that to look forward to that's, I mean, obviously it's been impacted by the coronavirus, but it's not, it's, the show is still going on.
Right.
I think we need as much of that as possible right now.
Totally agree. Do you have any issues with Goodell in the memo that he sent out to the teams that said, quote, public discussion of issues related to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action?
No, I have no problem with that. He's in charge, and you've got to keep everybody in line. You can't have people going rogue in times like this. You got to have everything, you know, be uniformed.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I heard the tone in your voice, and maybe I'm wrong about this, and I'll feel free to correct me, but the tone of your voice I heard was, hey, man, we're all sacrificing. Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Who are you to complain about this? We need it. I agree. We need it no matter what. Again, under other circumstances, is it perfect? No, it's not perfect.
But nothing is perfect right now, and we're all adapting. And I just think that right now we need sports. We need distractions. We need things to take our mind off of the the severity of the situation that we're in. And I think that by general managers removing the draft from us would have just been a difficult thing for sports fans to swallow, for sure.
Totally agree. I enjoyed segment number two, buddy. We come back. Clemson is ranked number one in the country in USA Today. We'll tell you who the other top 25 are, and also give you the national championship odds for college football. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's the Mickey Plotter Show with John Height from Studio P at the Household and Studio 1A at WCCP. Short break. Much more right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plotter Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
First Class Halt specializes in service. That's why we only service Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. We believe in being experts in our field and these makes. Don't take our word for it. Read our reviews. With two locations to serve, Greenville and Anderson, firstclasshalt.com, your dealership alternative.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman, Summer Classics, Resesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Storm Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Storm and Patio.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Marco's Pizza has come to Clemson featuring pizza, wings, subs, and salads. Marco's Pizza is owned by former Tigers Byron Maxwell and Jarvis Jenkins. 707-4992 for delivery or carryout. Order online at marcos.com with or without the app.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Upset builder, remodeler, handyman, I want to tell you about Harbin Lumber. And, you know, it's tough. It's a tough world that you're living in and building and still, I mean, things, you know, your business isn't stopping. Well, every delivery in full, on time, every single time. Also, you know, you need to be more efficient with your time, more efficient with the money. They team with you. Hey, if you're doing some home improvement stuff around the house, they've got you get your materials from these guys. Let them take care of you there. If you're subbing it out, let them take care of you at Harbin Lumber. You know, you talk about resiliency. Well, let me tell you what Harbin Lumber's been through. They started at the end of World War II. They made it through the Depression. They made it through World War II and Vietnam and Desert Storm and all of our wars. They made it through recessions and Black Mondays and made it through hostage situations and they made it through terroristic threats and 9/11. They made it through all of that. And they're going to make it through all of this as well. For over 100 years, it's a family-owned business, and Harbin Lumber is doing it by treating their customers right and blowing their doors off with great products and great services. The full-service lumber yard is Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. John, you were telling me during the break that Columbia is going on a city lockdown.
I believe
that's not
so.
The right phrase there, but
stay at home
orders.
Yeah, I believe so.
What is? Do we know? Does that does not include grocery stores?
No, it doesn't include anything essential like that.
All right, here's my argument.
It's more of, I guess, for what's been going on the same. It's just more enforced, I guess.
I'm not sure. I wish we had the common sense and. Let me preface it by saying this. I'm gonna soften this by saying I don't know what's going on in Columbia. I don't know how many people have it and how it's spreading and how it's going. I don't know the answer to that. So this is an uneducated comment there, but it is a philosophical comment. I have stayed in my home personally, and I went to the grocery store on two or three occasions now over the last 2 weeks. But I've gone to the golf course a few times, and I was talking to a friend last night. The times that we play golf, I walk. We don't touch flag sticks. We check in basically outside. There's a golf course here in the area that's checking you in. You put your own credit card in there, but you don't touch anybody, anything. There's no water in the coolers. We don't touch flag sticks. There's no rakes. We don't touch anything, and we're staying. We're social distancing. As I walk around my neighborhood, I don't get near people. Last night, Drake and Meredith and I just got in the car and just drove around the neighborhood for 10 minutes or 15 minutes just to get out and get some fresh air, get the wind in our face kind of a thing or whatever. I might get the coronavirus. I might. But it won't be because I'm not doing what they're telling me to do. I'm washing my hands all the time, and I'm staying away from people. I find it a little bit disturbing that, I don't know, man, that the government's going to tell me I can't leave my house, like Orwellian kind of thing. I don't know, man. I'm going to do what they tell me to do. If they tell me don't do anything, I'm going to do exactly what they tell me to do. But I've been doing that. And is it because we can't trust everybody else to do that as well? I don't know. Just a little philosophical thought as far as that goes. Clemson football. Oh, no, by the way, John, essential. Lake Hartwell's essential. Are we going to have game wardens telling us we can't go in the water? I mean, it's not the grocery store. Are you going game warden tell me I can't take my boat? I don't have a boat. Can't take the boat out?
I think is the game warden going to tell Tyler Davis that he can't go on a boat?
Boat?
Maybe even a jet ski?
Have a little fiesta.
The man is a national treasure, and he needs to be protected in these times.
I mean, Josh Williams was telling me yesterday that in the UK, like, you couldn't go, we're shutting down parks. Like, I understand. Why are we shutting down a park? Like, if I don't get near
people
someone.
People aren't obeying the 10 people in a group and social distancing. So
well, do that. Do that. Don't get in a big group. Wash your hands and don't get near anybody. But don't shut the park down, man. The park's beautiful. It's nice. We get some fresh air. We get to exercise. We can't trust each other not to do that. Just do that. And don't take the park away. I want to go on a walk. He's saying that in their neighborhoods and in certain parts of the world now, you can't walk in the street in your neighborhood. Like, what? I can't. All I want to do is take my dog and my baby on a walk. I can't walk. Come on, man. Just do what you need to do, but do it what they're telling us about keeping away from people. Don't touch anything. I'm not touching anything, John. I'm telling you, man, I don't touch anything. I might get it, but I'm doing what they tell me to do. But so don't tell me I can't do that. Anyway, Clemson football, we have the top 25 out for USA Today. And it's good news. Tigers number one. Quickly, let me fly through this, John. I've got 10 minutes. We'll get through this. Interesting now. By the way, have you seen the USA Today post-spring top 25?
No, I haven't seen it, no.
Louisville number 25.
Oh, good for Zach Orr and his Cards. Good for them.
Oh. This is the second top 25 I've seen for Louisville. I think Scott Satterfield's going to do a good job there. But, man, that's a pretty quick rise from – think about that, John. This time 2 years ago, you had Bobby Petrino as your head coach, and it looked like an actual natural disaster area. And here you are 2 years later, and you're in the top 25. Scott Satterfield's done a great job. Speaking of new coaches, Jimmy Lake, the new coach at Washington. USA Today has Washington number 24. You know I'm a big Justin Wilcox fan. You know I've done enough of these shows now to know that I think Justin Wilcox is one of the best defensive minds in all of college football. Number 23, Cal.
Mm. Man, they had such a good start to the season, but boy, did they fall off last year.
They pulled the Pittsburgh Pirates last year.
You know what? I don't appreciate that. I'm just happy to wake up this morning knowing my Pirates aren't already 0-1 and mathematically eliminated from postseason play.
They're still in this thing.
Hey, the longer we wait for opening day, the longer they're still in it. I'm just saying, the new uniforms, they may be working. I don't know.
I like it. Number 22, Southern Cal. This is about as low as we've seen them. They're not highly ranked this thing. Clay Helton on the hot seat in L.A. 21 is Boise State. Interestingly enough, we'll pay more attention to Brian Harsin's Boise State team this year in that they host Florida State.
That's going to be so weird seeing Florida State on the blue turf.
Yep.
It's kind of like when Miami went to App State a couple years ago. It just feels odd.
Totally agree.
Like, what are you doing playing down there? I don't know, but I agree, man.
It's going to look
the Boise's going to give them everything they can handle.
But you're right, though. It looks weird. And they gave them everything they handled. Remember that how strange that game was last year? That Florida State raced out to a big lead, or Boise State rushed out a big lead. Florida State came all the way back, and then Boise State won in the end.
Yeah, well, after it got moved, 2 days before because of the hurricane, it was supposed to be a night game in Jacksonville. And then they moved it to a noon game in Tallahassee to get it in before the hurricane.
Crazy, huh? What I'd give to be able to move a football game from one video to the next due to a catastrophic hurricane, man. Wouldn't that be great now?
I don't know about the hurricane part. As someone who grew up on the coast, I'm not ever one to say, yes, bring on the hurricane. But, yeah, I understand the point you're trying to make there.
The other point I'm trying to make about this is I hope it's like a lot of our hurricanes and a lot of our snowstorms. And that we've overreacted a little bit. North Carolina's number 20. And I think that you will see North Carolina consistently in these preseason polls between 15 and 20. And I agree with this. We've talked ad nauseum about North Carolina so far. Number 19 is Oklahoma State. They've got some pieces, man. They've got some great pieces at Oklahoma State. I'm not sure they have the full team to do it, but I like what they're doing there. 18 is Wisconsin. And we've seen Wisconsin anywhere from 5 to 18 so far. Cincinnati, I told you I'm a big Luke Fickell guy at Cincinnati at 17. Iowa State at 16. I'm still waiting on Matt Campbell. You know, here's I think a coaching superstar in a very difficult job. But at some point in time, you got to win more games. And Iowa State predicted 16th here. Texas is 15. Perennial overrated Texas at 15. Iowa at 14. That seems about right to me. Texas A&M at 13. That seems about their landing spot through several of these. Auburn is at 12. I think Auburn's either number 1 or number 80. It's like there is no in-between as far as Auburn goes. Michigan, number 11. Notre Dame, hosting Clemson, Notre Dame's number 10. LSU drops back to number 9. Penn State at number 8. Florida at 7. Oklahoma at 6. We have Alabama at 5. Surprisingly, Oregon ahead of Alabama, John Height. Thoughts about the Ducks being enlisted ahead of the Crimson Tide in this preseason poll?
I don't know. I mean, there are some things to really like about Oregon. There are. But I'm kind of in the same camp with you. Of those of you who are putting dirt on Nick Saban are getting way too ahead of yourselves. I think Bryce Young takes that job pretty quickly. And Bama's in the thick of things for the next couple years.
Georgia, number 3. Ohio State, 2. And Clemson, 1. What it says on Clemson is, after going more than two calendar years between losses, Clemson looks to kick off another extended winning streak in the wake of the January's loss to LSU. Very few things are given, including whether it's actually going to be a college football season 2020, but Clemson's dominance of the ACC can safely be assumed, according to USA Today. So Clemson, number 1, as with this most latest poll there. I have some odds. Speaking of college footballer John Height, I have some college football odds. I will start at the bottom of this. For the odds to make the college football playoffs, we'll talk about this some with Josh Williams coming up a little bit later on. At 25-1 is Iowa. At 20-1 is both Iowa State and Nebraska, who is not in that top 25 poll. But Scott Frost. Scott Frost is another guy, man. Like, he needs to win some games this year, you know? He needs to show some signs this year. At 16-1, Minnesota and Miami at 16-1. You can't bet against teams, but I'd be willing to bet 1-16 that Miami doesn't win the national championship. They won't let me do that. At 14-1,
I can make a lot of money. I'm betting on teams that I know won't win a national championship.
I'll go ahead and tell you right now, you give Miami 100,000-1, they're not going to win the national championship. At 14-1, Florida State.
Hey, to see what odds you'd give our feathered friends down in Columbia then.
There's not enough zeros. At 14-1, Florida State, Oklahoma State, Tennessee, and Utah. Hey, maybe Jake Bentley was right. Maybe he doesn't live to win the national championship. Maybe he's right.
Never again.
At 10-1, Wisconsin and Washington. At 13-2, Michigan.
Michigan.
At 6-1, Penn State. 5-1, Oregon and Auburn. 4-1, A&M and Texas. How about that? Both there, but it seemed like we lumped together in all the polls and all this stuff, even in Vegas right now. Florida's at 7-2. Notre Dame's at 11-4. LSU's at 2-1. Georgia's at 3-2, Oklahoma 5-4. To make the college football playoff, Alabama 4-5, Ohio State 2-3, and Clemson is the favorite to make this at 1-2. Also, do you watch Ozark?
I'm about halfway through the first season. I got into it very late.
In Las Vegas right now, you can bet on the first to perish on Ozark. Darlene Snell, 2-1. Wendy Bird, 5-2. Rachel, 3-1. Helen, 3-1. Ruth, 7-1. Charlotte, 9-1. Jonah Bird, 12-1. And Marty Bird, 50-1. I don't know who these people are. I've never seen it. Also, you can bet on who kills who. Will Wendy Bird kill Ruth Langmore? Yes, 150. No, minus 200. Will Wendy Bird die? Will the FBI use Rush to sting Marty? You can bet on will the casino get shut down? Will Ruth Langmore kill Wendy Bird? Will Marty have an affair with Ruth? You can bet all these.
And Marty sounds like a winner.
Yeah, I'm saying, man.
Yeah,
I'm
everything saying. You keep saying sounds like Marty's just getting to worse and worse stuff.
Sound like a Marty party.
Marty needs to go practice some social distancing right now is what it sounds like.
Finally, I want to mention that. Yeah, no doubt. I mentioned this. Guys, we had a couple of Clemson guys you could bet on right now. Will A.J. Terrell be a first-round pick? Yes, plus 110. No, minus 150. And will T. Higgins be a first-round pick? Even at 1-1, yes, minus 140, no. So, also I have some.
Where would you put your money on those two guys?
I think T. Higgins will be a first-round pick, and I think A.J. Terrell will be a first-round pick. Both will be late in the 20s or early 30s, but I think they'll be first-round picks. Okay. So I bet yes on both of those. But I'm an optimist, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an optimist. I wanted to get our good news. You had one good news segment for us to end the hour.
You want me to do mine now? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, for those of you who remember, Devin Still was a defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals about 5 years ago. His story captured the nation where his daughter, where he was trying to make the team when his daughter was battling cancer. If Leah Still, his daughter, reached yesterday a 5-year milestone of being cancer-free. So congratulations to the Still family. That's just incredible news. I remember how gut-wrenching of a story that was. When he was playing, and now to hear that she's been free of cancer for 5 years is just remarkable.
What's remarkable is that was 5 years ago, too. It's like, man, that was 5 years ago? That's kind of crazy. But I didn't remember the name until you mentioned the daughter. And isn't that great that we get the great news on her, and it's because of her we remember him now. So that's awesome. Great stuff. We're trying to end every hour on a positive news note because there's enough negative news out there, and I appreciate John Hite bringing that. All right, Josh Williams joins us in an hour or two. We have one open phone line segment, Jinxie Realty Hunting and Fish Report.